I said to you, Christians don't have to think. They need to receive thoughts. Are you getting my point? Yes. When I say think now, you'll be planning. No, you will sit down, an idea will drop you. I say, why don't you do this like this? Life is what? A battle, therefore. So what is prophesying? What we are doing is making sure that what we have seen as the will of God is performed in our lives and in everything that depends on us. And I was saying that take your community, your society, Nigeria as a country. It is you, it is through you and through me that God injects life. Are you getting my point? It's through you and through me that God injects life. I just feel like dropping this again. You are a young man, you are married, you have a wife, you are beginning to have children, you know, you have children. Don't ever forget it. Your words are so potent. You know, Nigeria, all of us are talking, you understand? So we have to fight. But inside your house, no fight too. Anyone you see, fine now. You understand? No fight. It's not between you and your neighbor. They say, there's one woman next that does not like us. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You get my point? Don't worry about those who don't like you. Let me say it again. A false prophet points accusing fingers at people when it comes to your troubles. That's a false prophet. Or a prophet without understanding. A true prophet never does that. He never does that because he understands that he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He doesn't go around wasting anybody's time trying to identify who those enemies are. Just feel like dropping that. So, take a nation like the one we are in. We are fighting. And death and life is what? In the power of the tongue. So it's through you that God is injecting life into the environment. So you look at things that are not working properly. It's not, God didn't give you a tongue to comment. We all know. You know, when I read newspapers sometimes, and I see the commentaries, you understand, editorials, opinions, they're a waste of my time. So I explain to me what is wrong. Who does not know what is wrong? Then you sit in the corner of your room because somebody gave you space in the newspaper to write and start writing what you think is the cause of what is wrong when you don't know anything. Even you that's writing, you are so empty-headed. You understand my point? You are myopic. Your opinions are so narrow. And I should read you. I don't need that. I need somebody who can help me to fight. Are you getting my point? This man, Turning Point, what's his name? Oladokun, yes. Uh-huh. He wrote something, all right, at one of the papers at the beginning of the year. He wrote what happened in 2013. Now, you know, that was the beginning of 2013. He now began to write what happened, ED, happened in 2013. Something like there was a year called 2013. He began to describe good things. They hadn't happened yet, physically speaking. But the man wrote, like, listen, when this year started, we did not know this would happen, but these are the things that happened in the year 2013. He began to describe the things happening in the year 2013. That happened, though, not that happened. And they were all good things. That's the kind of person I'd like to read. He described the good that came to the telecom sector, power sector, described the good that came to the police. You see, he said that before the president found out the rot in police colleges. Doesn't this that Nigerian police is just useless? They're not good for anything. Every Satan can say that. I don't know whether you get my point. Every Satan can say it. What have you now done that's making you worthy of reading when you write that in the newspapers? But when some people prophesy good, the president will go to the police college and say, what is going on here? And he will rearrange things. Nigeria good, amen? Amen? It's a prophetic word. Don't say, eh? What do you mean by good? Did you not hear they found 25 bodies in the river the other day and they don't know where it came from? When the president finishes telling you, say, thank you very much. Like I was saying, Nigeria is good. It's war. I told you a story once. When I was a medical student, my third year, we're going to write this almighty exam. They used to call second MB. You look back now, around nonsense. Anybody can do it. Amen? Yes, I mean, experience in life, you know. What is it? There's no exam you can't do. Is that here an amen? Amen. There's none. You get my point? There's none. Even if the person who said he had two heads, you just got a third head. Uh-huh. After all, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are living inside you. How many heads do you now need more than that one? The Lord is good. So then, we're studying biochemistry, one of the subjects. And from time, I didn't like structures. I liked calculations, order, you know, the Y, the X, you know, the hand, those kind of things. I liked them. I liked things that had formulas to them. What I mean by formula now is, you know, the rate of change of momentum, which you can easily calculate by writing, you know, V1 minus V0 divided by this multiple. I like things like that. I want to go to biology. If I, when I said I was going to become a doctor, people were like, you will not like biology. I didn't like biology at all. When I was not learning chemistry, that's organic chemistry. Normal chemistry was good because there was Boyle's law. Once it's law, there's a formula to it. All right? There was Charles's law. Once there's a law, there's a formula. But once there is a Kekule structure, you know, those kind of things, it just didn't gel with me. So when once I finished my first year chemistry courses, I was like, Father, I thank you. Ah, this is over. Then end of second semester, I went to visit one of my friends who was a year my senior. I entered his room and I saw a biochemistry textbook. Opened it. It was as if they now collected the hard parts of organic chemistry, packed it together and called it one subject, biochemistry. I still remember that night I was depressed. Now, this is the point. My depression continued like that into my second year, third year, we're going to write the exam. And the exam is, they've taught you for 3 semesters, they're going to take just one exam in those 3 subjects. Anatomy, physiology, and biochemistry. Biochemistry, one major one. I did not like it. This is summary. A few weeks before the exam, I learned how to pray. And then all these prayers, they are speaking big English. They are okay. Even God enjoys them. Some of them are very entertaining. Amen? The real prayer, how can't you go check? Anybody did it? Nobody did it. You know, there are some prayers you don't mind anybody being there after, you are not saying anything anyway. So what's the big deal? Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, we declare. It's good. Entertainment. Make yourself feel good too. Mm-hmm. But it gets some way, nobody must do. You know that kind of one? You go, look. You lock the door. Let somebody come in by mistake. And literally, you cover your head with pillows. Say, oh, God, let's talk. Things are bad. They are not the ways they should be. Oh, God, all this pancake for face, may I wipe them? True, true. It's just because you say, anoint your face. Right now, if I show these people my face the way it really is, they're not going to come for Bible study. So, it was that kind of prayer I prayed. I spoke to the Lord. And this point I'm coming to, I've told the story before. One thing I left that place with, I remember. I don't know how it came to my mind, but I understood it. Stop saying biochemistry is volatile. I've said that since I was in secondary school. The organic chemistry is volatile. If you need calculating one structure today, cramming one structure today, by tomorrow, the structure don't go to Mars. Then you start again. And so from secondary school, I've said it, organic chemistry is volatile. It's not like physical chemistry. Eh? And inorganic chemistry, those ones, you know, they have this structure, they are other. Organic chemistry is volatile. And the body says, okay, volatile. So there's one part of your brain, they've left it open. Anything you put inside there, phew. So that day, I said, never, I don't know how I left it. That was the only thing. You know, I said something, was it here? When I said that every prophetic word has a commandment. That's how it is. Paul said, these commandments I have given you according to the prophecies. So when prophetic words come forth, they bring forth commandments into your life. Tells you where to go, where not to go, who to see, who not to see, who to call, who not to call, what to eat and what not to eat. When they said to Samson's father, is it Manoah and his wife? You are going to have a child. Now, this child will not drink this. It's going to be this. Prophetic words come with commandments. That day, as I left that place, the Lord and I agreed that I was going to pass. And I left with one commandment. Don't ever say it again. That biochemistry is volatile. Listen to me. I walked. That's why I told the whole story. To tell you about battles. What did I call it? Battles. I walked into class. Sat down to read. The temptation of my soul that day was I sat beside my friend, classmate, Olowo Kayode. I remember very well. And as I opened my biochemistry to read, he said, "Now, wow, this biochemistry is volatile." Hey, your neighbor, temptation. Of course, immediately you feel like you want to agree. It's natural, you know, that kind of thing. As I began to agree, the commandment that came forth from the last prayer session spoke up. So I turned to him. Egbo, biochemistry is not volatile. I said, biochemistry is not volatile. Then I turned to him the third time. And I said, biochemistry is not volatile. And the guy turned like, uh-uh. That was what he said. Uh-uh. Like, waiting. I made a statement. Must you reply me three times? Once I have spoken three times, you have heard it. But what he didn't understand, that Bobo was fighting for life. Are you getting my point? It was fight. The day of the exam. I tell you how these things come to pass. The day of the exam. Monday, anatomy. Tuesday, physiology. Wednesday, biochemistry. What is to do it? Morning, you do paper one. Afternoon, paper two. That's MCQ essay. Paper one, we finished. The night, Tuesday night, I was leaving class. One of my friends just said that we just discussed about sleep, having not had enough sleep. I said, it's true. I've not slept well in the last few days. I said, I'm going to sleep, Joe. I just packed my things. It was the Holy Spirit. As I was leaving, about to come out of the class, LT3, if you went to University of Benin Pharmacy, LT3, I was coming out, about to turn left. The guy sitting on the last row of benches there. I just saw he was reading something. First time I was seeing that thing since Professor Oredu gave us a lecture. I remember this is very well. I picked it. Oh boy, Kai, I forgot this thing. It was a big diagram of synaptic transmission. Please, can I borrow it? I sat down beside him, spent like 15 to 30 minutes to remind myself, go through the whole pathway, everything. Thank the guy very well. I never read my own copy because I didn't even remember it until that day. Thank the guy very well, gave it back to him, and I went to the hostel. The morning we did our paper one. Afternoon, we had a long break. I went to the hostel. I read three subjects before one brother came to disturb. Two subjects before he came to disturb. Then I left the class, sat down. I still remember the way they used to come to my mind. You've not read Metabolism of Branching Amino Acids. I remember. I remember the questions. Oh, the novel synthesis of cholesterol. I remembered it. Good. I quickly read it. The last one I went to read in class was Biochemistry of Muscular Contraction. That was 1988. It was so striking, I have not forgotten till today. 88 was when I wrote that exam. I walked into the exam hall. We're supposed to do five questions out of eight. Four, these four I counted for you, were there. One, two, three. You get what I'm saying? I bowed my head. I said, my God in heaven. 45 minutes more, my paper had finished. Out of 3 hours. I said, no, something was out of order. I started again. Went through each step one by one. I didn't miss anything out here now. I just got up. Thank you, sir. You finished? Yes, sir. Some of my questions and left the hall. There was one commandment I refused to violate. Never say again, biochemistry is volatile. Why I told this story again was my contention with my friend, Olu. He said, he meant well, just like Peter meant well. When he came to Jesus and said, none of this shall happen to you, Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. He meant very well. He said, now, wow. As if to say, man, just a suffer for here. All this kind of volatility of materials. We go read, nothing to show for it. All the investments, nothing, NEPA, just spoil them. He said, and so. Eh? And they said, this country is not bad. What do they mean? Well, no, it's not as if we are just trying to say things. We're not trying to be negative. We just have to be realistic and be factual, you know? That's what they were doing. I look up. Satan. Listen to me. It's not volatile. A country is not volatile. Even though the fig tree is not in the vine, it does not produce, there's no fruit in the vine. So yet will I joy in the Lord. I will rejoice in the Lord of my salvation. He makes my feet like hinds' feet. He will set me up on my high places. Don't convince me of anything otherwise. Listen, after I passed that test, the Lord showed his power over the next few days. I don't want to bore you with the rest of the story. A part of it I hardly tell is when we went for practicals. They'll give you a mixture. Identify what's inside. Three things. I was supposed to take amino acid, carbohydrate, and fat. I had three that were not identifiable. Well, let me not go into the story. The Lord is good. I said what? The Lord is good. The Lord is good. What's the point I'm making? Now fight to. Because through you, through me, life is being injected into the society. Through you, through me, life is what? Being injected in the society. And Satan wants to shut the pipe. So that will start producing evil for him. In fact, the pipe cannot be shut. It can just be reconnected. You either connect to heaven or you connect to hellfire. You're getting what I'm saying? What you are bringing forth to the earth is either life or it is death. That's why I said in my house when they said that, they go through with the penalty. I said, you, get up to your room now. I told my son, you have homework. Go and do it. Go and do it. Don't connect with any nonsense here. It's a connection. Stop going to the homes of people who connect evil for you. Well, how are you feeling? Start touching your body recklessly. Is the fever going down? What is the doctor saying? Now, wow. You know that time when your brother was having this kind of problem? I was telling him that time. That the guy can't die like this. That kind of thing, tell the person, get behind me, Satan. Carry your bags. I want to call your house again. Oh, why now? Satan is your friend. Satanic prophet. I'm not coming here again. You prophesy nonsense for me. So some people like it. They like to tell you what's wrong with you. If you have a friend like that, don't talk to him. Don't go to his house. If you are doing anything, don't discuss with him. If you have a new investment, don't discuss with him. All those pragmatists, don't discuss with them. They are not going anywhere. And they want you to stay with them. You want to marry? Don't tell them. Don't. You want to marry? Now, wow. To carry one person's problem hard, though, you won't make your own too. Where is she from? Ah! Hey, women from that area. Anyway, we'll be praying for you, Sha. You don't prophesy against us. You won't come pray for us. That kind of thing. Just they look. Ah, but how now? I did. How's everything? Fine. Hey, we'll talk later. I come. Carry your phone, put for ear. I come. Disappear. What's your phone doing in your ear? You are feeling the temperature of your phone. Don't worry. Just disappear from there. So, a week to the wedding. Then I say, oh, well, I won't marry you. Hey, are you sure? It's next week so that you can't talk. It's next week. Next week. And you are just telling me now. If you were the one, won't you tell the Satan last? Inside your mind, though, I've not talking for peace. I can't see the cause quarrel. Make your progress before you discuss with them. It's true. They are, people are looking for witches. They make me laugh. There are a lot of witches around the community. One brother told me that there's one particular lady. She claims she's counseling you. That anytime she finishes talking to him, he always gets depressed. And I said, you are still sitting down there when she's talking. It is you that needs to have your head checked, not her. I can't pass. Once he arrives, he says, Ross, how now? You quickly get up. Hey, you are welcome. What's wrong with checking your watch? It's your watch. You can look at it anytime. She wonder, are you going somewhere? Yes, you were not planning before. But now we here, I don't see you. I'm going somewhere. Okay, I'm not going to tell you that part of it, though. On the surface, are you going somewhere? Yes. Where? I want to go and jog. But you ain't coming here to come and depress my soul. When I want depressive news, I know where to go to. It's called CNN, Calamity News Network. Tell all the bad things on it. Even Al Jazeera, don't join. Al Jazeera will extract the hidden crisis in Guatemala. So, boy, what thing are they find reach this place, sir? I don't need any person to come and join them in depressing me. If I meet you, excite me with prophetic words. Amen? Amen. That's why I told you a few years ago, about 2 years ago, I started it. My greeting now, you've noticed, is it's well with you. I must add it. How many people don't swear for you morning till night? When you see me in the evening, I should do something different. I wake up in the morning, prophesy over my brethren, it's well with you. Because when you go to work, your boss go cause, you know now, your boss go talking on, Molo driver go talking on, say they drive a motor, JJ, I'm carry this aluminium, come off the road. So it is my duty to speak the right one. So you greet me, I will add it for you. It is well with you. I woke up one day, that's the year before the last, I said, this is the right thing to do. The mouth of a priest should carry the blessing of God. He said to them, God was speaking to Aaron, to Moses, say to Aaron and to his sons, thus you will bless the sons of Israel. You will say to them, the Lord bless you. Now, it's a commandment for priests to bless the people of God. So that's how I do it. You greet me, I answer you, it's well with you. Don't be greeting, no. Now, prophetic word. And I like the way a lot of brethren answer me. They don't say thank you, sir. They say amen. It's war. What did I call it? War. Life is trying to tempt us, but we know we are the source of life. Are you getting my point? We are the pipes connected to the real source, God in heaven. Through us, he passes the blessing into the earth. So he said, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. This is our society of today. We are the light. Amen. If you don't speak good about the police, they will never become good. If you don't speak good about the judicial system, they will never become good. If you don't speak good about the legislative house, they won't become good. And I thank God a lot of things that we are speaking good about. When I hear some inside stories, sometimes I'm excited. You think God is sleeping? He's not sleeping. He's changing kings. He's removing kings, putting new ones. We have 2 new ministers now. Don't just say, hey, what are they going to do? You know, some people have come before. What are these ones going to do? That's what I can do. What I can die. When they go do? No. What are you going to say? Ah, Lord, thank you for these new people. Well, thank you because you are answering our prayers. Our hope is not in men, it's in God. But now they have changed kings, it's because you want to do something new. Therefore, we prophesy. The will of God will prosper by their hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's begin to pray. Brethren, let's rise to our feet. Let's rise to our feet. Let's just take that one and close with it. We have 2 new ministers in Nigeria. It's a good one. Begin to speak. Say, in the name of Jesus. The will of God. Now, you can use your own words any way you like it. You can repeat mine if you wish. But begin to speak to the power sector. The other person is the minister of defense, right? Yeah, I think those are the two. Say, in the name of Jesus, the will of God will prosper by their hands. Every enemy of progress will be shattered from before them. Enemy of progress will be removed from them. God will make their face strong. God will anoint them. Those who hate this nation, those who want evil, so that they will gain personally. Say, listen, they will not succeed. These people's faces will be strong. God, you will make their forehead strong. They will speak and evildoers will not be able to speak against them. In the name of Jesus, by them, Lord, good will come. Your will be executed in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. You see, just like the president spoke about Nigerian police and police college, speak to that area also. We will train good policemen in the name of Jesus Christ. They will understand the morality of law enforcement. In the name of Jesus, they will understand how to recognize and protect the rights of people. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will not happen anymore that in this country, law enforcement will be done for money. It will not happen anymore that arrests will be made, all right, against those who do not have money to pay. In the name of Jesus, evildoers are the only ones that will be arrested. Righteous men, people walking according to the law, they will not be arrested anymore. They will walk confidently. That is the plan. That's the purpose. Because injustice is displeasing to God. Injustice is displeasing to him. Therefore, we prophesy in the name of Jesus. Order in the police colleges. Order in the Nigerian police. Concerning the power sector, Lord, we thank you for the new minister of power. We speak into his life. Wisdom. The wisdom of Joseph. We speak the wisdom of Joseph into his life. Concerning the minister of defense, we speak the wisdom of Joseph into his life. We speak the wisdom of Joseph into their lives. They will receive the thoughts of God. They will receive the thoughts of God in the name of Jesus Christ. They will receive the thoughts of God in the name of Jesus Christ. They will receive the thoughts of God in the name of Jesus Christ. They will receive the thoughts of God. By them, the will of God will be executed in the name of Jesus. Once again, I raise my voice. We raise our voices against every evildoer. Those who want to prosper by oppression in the power sector, they will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. They will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. They will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. They will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We declare progress upon this nation. We declare progress upon this country. We declare progress in power sector. We declare progress in the judiciary. We declare progress in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare progress. Father, we thank you because you have called us as lights of this world. Therefore, we dedicate our tongues again to speak your will into this nation. We dedicate our tongues again to declare your counsel into this society. In the name of Jesus, we say goodness will be upon this land, prosperity will be upon this land, godliness will be upon this land. The effect of unrighteousness from the rest of the world will not flow into this country. In the name of Jesus, it will not flow. It will not flow. It will not flow into this nation. But from here, we will export righteousness. From here, we will export good word, the word of God, the pure word of God. That is our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, please, as we close, begin to declare concerning your life again. You are speaking to yourself now. You are not speaking to anybody. You are speaking to yourself. Say it like you mean it, like you believe it. Not because you feel it, but because the word of God has declared it. Say, goodness is my portion. Goodness is in my life. God's mercy is upon me. God's mercy is upon me. Declare, God's mercy is upon me. Righteousness is my portion. Holiness is my portion. Self-control is my portion. Love is my portion. Prosperity is my portion. Freedom is my portion. Intelligence is my portion. Wisdom is my portion. In this life, I will not fail. I am healed by the power of God from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Everything I place my hands to do, prosper. In everything I do, I prosper. In everything I do, I prosper. I may have failed before. Yes, it's because a righteous man may fail 7 times. But the Lord is raising me up. The Lord is raising me up. The Lord is raising me up. I speak to doors that were closed. Be opened for me in the name of Jesus. The doors of destiny, I will be led into it. Oh, I receive the wisdom from above. I receive the wisdom from above. I know what I am supposed to do. I reject the curse of this world. I reject the deceitfulness of riches. The loss of other things, I reject them. But the word of God, I hold on to it. I embrace the word of God. I embrace the word of God. And the word of God is embracing me. Therefore, my life is moving in the path of the will of God. I will not fail. I will not fail. I will not die young. In the name of Jesus, I will not marry the wrong woman. I will not marry the wrong man. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will have godly children. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will have godly children. In the name of Jesus, my business will prosper. My academics will prosper. My career will prosper. My ministry will prosper. My ministry will prosper. My business will prosper. My family will prosper. My academics will prosper. I don't care what I have seen before. But the word of God says, God delights in my prosperity. God delights in my prosperity. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Say it, my soul is prospering. I am in good health. My soul is prospering. I am in good health. My soul is prospering. I am in good health and I am prospering. I prosper financially. I prosper in my relationships. I prosper in the will of God in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is the will of God concerning me, my sanctification. This is the will of God concerning me. Therefore, I depart from all evil. I depart from sin. I depart from iniquity in the name of Jesus Christ. I have the power to walk above sin. I walk above the temptations of this life because of the Holy Spirit that dwells inside me. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Victory is my portion. Victory is my portion. Holiness is my portion. Prosperity is my portion. Long life is my portion. I am healed completely. I am free from all curses. I am healed completely. I refuse the lies of the Satan. Wherever I dwell in this life, there I will prosper. I will dwell in my land. I will cultivate faithfulness. The Lord will bring forth my judgment in due season. He will bring forth my judgment like the noonday sun in the name of Jesus. I hope in God's mercy. I don't hope in my own works. I hope in God's mercy. I don't hope in my own works. I hope in God's mercy. God's mercy is working on my behalf. All my sins are forgiven. All my sins are forgiven. No matter what I have done in the past, they have been washed away. No matter what I have done in the past, they have been washed away. The effects are washed away. The blood of Jesus has freed me. If the Son shall make me free, therefore I am free indeed. I say I am free. I am free. I am free from the effect of sin. I am free from the effect of sin. Any sin I committed in previous times, I am free from it. Satan, I am free. I am free. You can't accuse me. I am free. You can't accuse me. I am free. Satan, I am free. You cannot accuse me. The blood of Jesus has cleansed me. I am washed. I am purified. I am white as snow. My heart is clean. I am accepted before God the Father. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. No matter how low my past may have been, my future is going higher. And I know that because the path of the just is like the light of dawn. It's shining brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Hey, say it, I give God all the glory. It is not of my own strength, but it is the working of God. It is the Spirit of God. It's not my own strength. It is the working of God. It is the Spirit of God. Therefore, I give him all the glory. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you all the glory. Listen, I feel like emphasizing this. All your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
You know, Satan likes to accuse people. Say, all those sins, you think they are forgotten. And that's their problem. But I'm telling you, all your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Forgiveness with God is not just, okay, don't worry about it. No, forgiveness is that the effect, I have paid for it. This is forgiveness with God. Forgiveness with man is that somebody smashes your glass and say, sorry, sir. It's okay, forget it. Then the driver drives the glass like that in his car for the next 1 year. Forgiveness with God is not just, I forget it. Whether you say sorry or not, God goes, buys a new glass, replaces it like say nothing happened. So whether you now say sorry or not, it's not important. I have forgiven you. Forgiveness with God is repair, is restoration. Is a canceling away of every handwriting that says you can't do well. Forgiveness with God means that, yes, you did that, yes. But when I say I forgive, it means the effect will never come to be.
Amen.
Forgiveness is that all things have been made new.
Amen.
Therefore, I say to you again, you are forgiven.
Amen.
Don't let Satan lie to you. That's why you have not been sleeping well. Anything goes wrong, you think it's payment. It's not payment. Jesus paid. These days, Christians like to pay too much. On Saturday, I will talk about it. Our good works now is not because we want to pay. It's because we are good people. Are you getting my point? I'm not trying to pay anybody back for anything. I'm just a good man in Christ Jesus. Christians love to pay. So everything that goes on with this thing is payment for their sins. Listen, it's not payment. The person who paid for your sin, his name is Jesus. He shed his blood. It has been paid. I say to you, you are free.
Amen.
I say to you, you are free.
Amen.
I told the reason why Christians have problems, there are just a number of them. One is lack of understanding, ignorance. That's one. That's very, very important. Then they now think that, you know, some, they depart from the ways of righteousness and persist in doing iniquity. That's another one. That's another one. And the third one is what the Bible calls the trial of your faith. Will you believe God? God said, let me see whether you are serious. Let's separate the men from the boys. We put them through the furnace of affliction. It's those who maintain their testimonies. Those are the men. Separate them from the boys. But think that the previous sins is holding you down. No, you have been forgiven.
Amen.
That is the word of God for you for today.
Amen.
Father, we give you thanks. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your word that has comfort to us again today. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Surely, God's goodness and his mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the embrace of the Almighty, in the covering, under his covering, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No evil will befall you.
Amen.
No plague will come near your dwelling place.
Amen.
As you go forth, you are protected.
Amen.
Remember, when you get home, put your hand on that door and say, "Peace be upon this home." That house is protected from diseases.
Amen.
It's protected from thieves.
Amen.
It's protected from roofs that disappear because of storm.
Amen.
Because of you. You are the source. You are the channel of light and life into that home. Therefore, when you get home, put your hand there and say, "Peace be upon this home." So it will be that God's peace will abide there in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.